This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast. We're going to fill your stomach with some good food as Mr. Brunch is joining us once again with three great options of places that we might want to dine this Eid weekend. Enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 right here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Welcome back into the show. And of course, the Eid weekend is upon us, and a lot of us are wanting to go out and dine and enjoy. And the man with a lot of answers as to places that we might want to go is Mr. Brunch, AJ, who joins us once again on the show. Are you staying in Dubai or are you travelling, AJ, for the Eid?
We are staying in Dubai. There's so many things to do in and around the region. So, yeah, we'll stay where we know.
Stay put. Good for you. Right, you've got three brunches that stand out for you over the weekend. Let's get started with Bar Rumba.
Exactly. I think you have to roll your R's when you say that. Well, yes, Bar Rumba.
Right. Well, you can do that rather well. You can do it for the two of us, I think, AJ. So, rolling your R's on the rumba. Can you dance the rumba, though?
Definitely not. Well, to be fair, I'm not bad. And Lucy is a dance teacher by trade, so I can move a little bit.
All right.
So as you'll see, or as you will probably know, rumba is it's not just a type of dance. It's it is a way of life for most Cubans. Yeah. And it is a new restaurant that's located down on the Strip, which is in Club Vista Mare on the Palm.
Okay.
And it's one of those that's just such a really cool concept. If you think of kind of 1950s Havana, the decor has actually won a recent award for the best interior design. So you know that they've really taken care of all the details.
Yeah. So it's like you're stepping into Hold of Havana, like you've seen on the movies.
Certainly, definitely. When you walk in, a lot of the waiters are from Cuba. The five-piece band that they have, the dancers, are all the way from Cuba, and they've even got a cigar lounge as well. So you see gentlemen in their fedora hats are puffing away on Monte Cristo.
So authenticity, obviously, has been at the top of the list for this particular restaurant. I'm guessing everything else is Cuban. The food will be as well.
Absolutely. So the brunch is a summer brunch, and the traditional Cuban ceviches they have, so they have things like shrimp and tuna tiraditos and cold smoked sea bass, which is really popular down in that region. And when they have their main courses, they're not big stodgy dishes. They have things called comida de calle, which is equivalent of street food.
Okay.
So things like they've got a shredded chicken, viejo tostones. The favorite of mine was actually the taco de carne asada, which is essentially beef and cheese wrapped in a soft tortilla, which is absolutely delicious. And the veggie sliders, which actually tasted like beef. So that's the best compliment that I can give them.
Nice. Okay. You say this is down on the Palm, on the Strip there?
Yes, on this Club Vista Mare, which is the strip with the beachfront on there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
gotcha.
That's on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay. What are we looking at cost-wise?
This one is for soft beverages, you're going to pay 230 dirhams. For house beverages, you're going to pay 295. And then for premium, which includes sparkling, it's 350.
Nice one. I like the sound of that. And certainly heading out to Cuba. Now, Taj Exotica is hosting the Panorama Brunch. Let's find out a little bit more about this one.
Yes. So this is probably nearly as far round to the right of the crescent as you can go when you go onto the Palm. You're almost nearly back on Al Safu Road. So it's a little bit of a distance and a trek, but once you get all the way to the Taj Exotica, you'll find it really, really beautiful, especially the rooftop lounge. It's quite a low-rise rooftop, but it is up on the sixth floor, and it's called Raya Rooftop.
Okay, so what kind of brunch are we looking at over here?
The brunch is a Mediterranean focus. It's called Panorama, which means that you can see 360-degree panoramic views. So it is all about that. The Mediterranean flavor, they've got DJs and African kind of bongo drums, and everything comes to the table, which is absolutely fantastic and nice and lazy for me.
All right, so Mediterranean cuisine and great views, as you say, across the Palm there. What are we looking at when it comes to the bill for the Panorama Brunch?
This one is 300 dirhams for soft beverages. It is 450 for house beverages or 600 for bubbly. And that is on Saturdays, and that's 1 p.m. till 4:30.
Lovely. OK, we've got time for one more. And this one, we're going to shine a light on the lighthouse. So what do we know about this?
It's actually a really interesting concept store. So this one is in B3, which is designed by the Dubai Design District. The B3 is there. It's a mixture between a store and a kitchen, and it's named after the Lighthouse of Alexandria, which is in Egypt, where one of the founders is from. And here the food is, I would say, nothing short of superb, and it really focuses on the traditional sense of brunch, so that meal in between breakfast and lunch. With a meal, it's kind of got a menu of 7 starters, 8 main courses, and you have 4 desserts to choose from, all served kind of Mediterranean mezze style at the table.
Sounds like an interesting place. You say a kind of a kitchen restaurant, so can we see our food being prepared? Is that what you mean by that?
They have an open kitchen and a shop and storefront, and then they've got a lot of bright areas where they run workshops and they like loads of paintings and novel readings. It's quite a cool artsy type place.
Okay, I'm getting you there. Yeah. Standout things on the menu, what would you recommend?
The Turkish eggs with chili butter, which are absolutely outstanding. They have the lighthouse pancakes, of course, with chantilly cream, if you're going for that traditional breakfasty look.
Yeah.
And perhaps the chicken and waffles, and they've got some maple glazed bacon and poached eggs as well. So really delicious dishes. As I said, all comes to the table, so you can satisfy yourself and sit in and eat in a nice area.
Yeah, absolutely. D3, a lovely part of town. So what are we looking at for the tab on this one?
This one is soft beverages are 275, house beverages 375, and they have premium French bubbly for 525. And that one quite unusually runs on both Saturday and Sunday, and that is 12 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Lovely. The Lighthouse sounds like the place to be. Well, have a fantastic Eid weekend, AJ, and thank you so much as ever for joining us. If we want to follow you guys, and believe me, you do want to follow these guys, they certainly have some fantastic videos and photographs of food on their site. Where do we need to go to?
Thank you very much, Mark. And you can, the website to go to is either mrandmrsbrunch.com, or the easiest one is our Instagram, which is @MrAndMrsBrunch or @Let'sDXB.
Thank you, AJ. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
Cheers, Mark.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.